The race between incumbent Democrat Bill Owens and Republican Matt Doheny has been long and antagonistic, and that was reflected from the start of the debate broadcast on WPTZ Channel 5. It was replete with interruptions and challenges to the accuracy of each other's claims. Advertisements, both from the campaigns and super PACs, have been nasty, as noted by panelist Stephanie Gorin, who queried if the candidates were embarrassed by the tone of the campaign. Republican Matt Doheny downplayed any negativity.
The advertisements that we've put out and the people who are supporting my candidacy have been very factual and policy-based. And unfortunately, what my opponent comes back with is not talking about the issues, but he and his allies are just attacking myself and my success.
Embarrassed, yes or no?
I'm not embarrassed. I'm proud of our ads.
Congressman?
My ads, I think, are drawing contrast between my experience and my opponent's experience. I think that his Medicare ads are deliberately misleading. The entire process that we go through in terms of drawing contrast, I think, is, if you will, a fair representation of where we are in this campaign.
Embarrassed, yes or no?
No.
Midway through the debate, Democrat Bill Owens and Republican Matt Doheny were allowed to ask each other questions, and that's when the friction between them was most evident.
Mr. Doheny, we begin with you.
Mr. Owens, why do you support Barack Obama for President of the United States?
I support him because, in my view, he is the person who has the interest of the middle class at heart, and I believe will do the best job in terms of driving the middle class forward, not backward, like the policies that you propose.
Clearly, the challenge that we're seeing at the national level is just out of control spending coupled with lack of growth.
Congressman Owens, you now have an opportunity to pose a question to your challenger.
Mr. Doheny, today the Kaiser Foundation issued a report which said that the privatization of Medicare, as your plan proposes, would in fact raise Medicare premiums. How do you respond to that?
Well, unfortunately, I think you have your facts wrong, Congressman, that I'm not in favor of privatizing Medicare, and I think you know that. But what I'm in favor of is making sure that patients have choice. But again, I think you have the record mistaken, Mr. Owens, that I'm not in favor of privatization.
If you're paying a private insurance company, you are in fact privatizing a portion of that program.
Let's move on to question number two for the Congressman.
Mr. Doheny, you support continuing the Bush tax cuts for the wealthy. How are you going to pay for that?
We cannot tax our way to growth. I've been involved with hundreds of businesses, and guess what? Never once have I heard, hey, you know what, Matt? If you raise my taxes, I'm going to grow. Well, you've been in Congress for 3 years. You've had $1 trillion each year of more spending than revenue.
You did not tell us how you would pay for those tax cuts. Do you not have an answer?
I just told you. Reduce spending. Reduce the size and scope of government.
What are you going to cut?
We reduce spending.
What are you going to cut?
All the corporate welfare that you're in favor of.
What are you going to cut?
Congressman, if you'll let me finish. There's $100 billion each year that we go ahead and ladle of all kinds of corporate welfare, from your Solinda subsidy to oil companies. Again,
you're
going to remove
cut
the corporate
benefits
welfare.
To oil companies and corporate welfare.
Yes,
and you don't consider that a tax increase on those folks?
I will remove the
corporate subsidies. You don't consider
that
subsidies. A tax increase on those folks?
I'm answering your question. I guess you don't like my answer. That's how I'd pay for it.
Well, you didn't answer it. That's the problem.
Audio from the congressional debate between incumbent Democratic Congressman Bill Owens and Republican challenger Matt Doheny is courtesy of WPTZ News Channel 5's live web stream. The independent running in the 21st congressional district race, Donald Hassig, did not participate in this debate. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.